General improvement funds doled out by the Arkansas legislature for the past few decades are again under scrutiny. An ongoing investigation of how the funds were distributed by some legislators is resulting in one guilty plea from a former Northwest Arkansas legislator and charges against others. The Arkansas Supreme Court is also putting the funds into the news this week. So Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, asked John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, about this and other matters.
The Supreme Court has now declared unconstitutional a way they were taking surplus funds and spending it, rather than the concept. I think that's fair
to say. That is true.
That
is a much more accurate way.
This idea of taking money and essentially funneling, and I use the word laundering it, through the planning and development districts as if it's the planning and development district money to distribute, when there's an unwritten understanding that it's the legislator's money and they will dictate how it's used, that violates the Constitution. And it violates the principle that the legislature appropriates, but the executive branch executes and administers the spending. I was driving through Southwest Arkansas over the weekend, where a lot of my family's from. I was speaking to the Howard County Democrats, and I went through small town after small town, turned off the interstate and went that way. And the activity I saw, and the finest structures I saw in a lot of these little towns, were either the community center or the volunteer fire department. They seem to have some very nice, well-equipped volunteer fire departments. And that's general improvement money. These, without home rule and without capital in these small towns, they need state help. And it is a legitimate state purpose to help provide those things
right.
to poor, local, rural communities. Fire protection is an important thing.
Helps lower the insurance ratings,
sure.
Brings down the cost.
And it's a legitimate state purpose. What they've got to do, they can do it if they have the discipline. They can do it legally by setting up some state agency, Office of Local Partnership within DFNA, setting up a rigorous application process, an objective grading process, approving, and I think requiring a match. I think local communities ought to ante up 3%, 5%, something, and then letting the governor pick from the top of the list as surplus funds become available and let the legislature review it. Not approve it, that'd be illegal, but review it. It can be done.
All right, another recent column of yours, I believe it was your Sunday column, talked about the National Rifle Association, their support for bump stock banning, banning bump stocks. You say it's disingenuous. Tell me why.
Well, it's disingenuous. It's also very smart. Basically, do you know there's a gun rights group to the right of the NRA?
I did not until I read your column.
The Gun Owners of America, they make the NRA seem moderate. And the Gun Owners of America had said, no, we'll tolerate no regulation tightening these bump stocks. Gun rights are gun rights. And the NRA, you and I talked last week, I think, how they, a political story, how they'll go dark for a few days after an incident like this and survey the landscape and figure out what to do.
I'm glad you were listening to me.
Of course I was listening. This, what they did was politically, a great political finesse. They said, we believe that the bump stocks need to be more tightly regulated. By saying they need to be more tightly regulated, they took it out of legislative hands, spared Republicans from having to cast a vote that they might feel obliged, which is to ban these things, but get crossways with the Gun Owners of America and get some bad mailers and bad grades back home. So the NRA said, we can be handled in a regulatory manner. At the same time, the real thing we need to do, they said, is pass our reciprocity bill so you can carry your concealed weapons from one that allows it to one that doesn't. Whenever the NRA appears to concede, what they will in fact be doing is putting more guns and more holsters in more places.
Contention.
Well.
Which is fact-based, based on your research.
Okay, I mean, I just come
There'll
on.
There'll be some that will argue
okay.
against you on that.
But I'm praising their intelligence and their trickiness and their effectiveness. But here's what's going to happen. The NRA, by trying to spare a legislative vote on this and trying to do it administratively, got in crossways with Dianne Feinstein, who wants to put in the bill and says it has to be done by legislation. They're going to end up arguing, and we're not going to do anything, even though there is popular will and legislative will to at least say, no, you can't turn your semi-automatic into an automatic. I mean, the will is there, but Republicans in Congress don't want to have to vote for it. Feinstein doesn't want to consent merely to a regulatory fix, which she considers inadequate. And because of our political dysfunction, again, we'll probably end up with nothing. And guys like this monster in Vegas will continue to have the opportunity to attach this thing to their guns and kill more people. That's what's wrong with it's not just that we're polarized culturally, it's that we break down in these legislative procedures with three or four angles coming together and eliminating any ability to get anything done. I hope that doesn't happen, but I'm seeing the framework for it here.
And the other side can't let the other side get a victory.
Right.
Is kind of what it comes down to.
So a thing that they could do if they'd just all sit down and shut up, they won't do because of the competing angles, not because of the substance, not because of the public interest, but because of the competing angles.
John Brummett is a political writer with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and he talks almost every week with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. You can also read Brummett's columns at ArkansasOnline.com, and you can hear more from the conversation and read about state news around the clock at TalkBusiness.net.